Hello, and welcome to Games You Should Know. I'm your host, Andrew Smith, with your host, Terrence Tesk. Teskey? Tesk? Tusk?
It's all good, bro.
Teskey. So everyone should find this guy in the background here familiar looking. Today we're going to talk about some fan remakes, you know. Some games are so good and so monumental that some fans go out and just remake the entire game. We're going to do a whole series dedicated to fan remakes.
So without further ado, here's Super Mario 64 Last Impact Arcade. Changes this one, the same kind of feel, same kind of level structure. You go into a different map, and then within the map there's six different stars that you need to get. Six, correct?
Yep. Well, seven with the 100 coin star.
100 coins, but basically it's the exact same kind of objective as the first game.
Yeah, the core mechanic of the game is the same. Yeah, it's pretty much just the same original star collecting Bowser stomping goodness that we know and love from Mario, just presented in a brand new way with brand new levels and a lot of brand new abilities.
Items, characters, music. So it's pretty much like a
original level design. It's pretty much
like a sequel to the game, I guess you could say, the one that everyone wanted, but it just never came out. So that's why we're here presenting this game, because we think everyone should know. Maybe it's a game you should know.
Isn't the original good enough for you, Terrence?
I think people just couldn't get enough of it, but it's creative 3D graphics and level design. Still a great platformer based off the Super Mario Brothers series. And so that's why this guy, Kaze
Kaze?
But anyway, my boy Kaze, he went ahead and made this game all by himself, and it stays true to the core of the gameplay, and that's why it's just an awesome game to play.
So it can be more than just getting new levels. A lot of times fan remakes can fix little annoyances or things that just didn't really make sense at the time. Like, somehow, if you just swim on the surface of water, you regain your health. Like, that's a bit of a nuisance. Last Impact, you actually have, like, a little air meter and a separate health meter. They don't do enough with the hats,
yeah,
right?
The hats definitely weren't a very big presence. You got Metal Mario and the Invisible Cap, but you don't really use them that often. Maybe once or twice.
The Flying Cap.
Flying Cap was a little more used.
That was good.
Metal Mario, but this game introduced a ton of more caps, like the frog suit,
the cloud hat. It's got the fire flower.
Another nuisance in the other game, there wasn't really a presence of other characters, main characters.
Like
Yoshi,
for example. Come on.
That's a big one. Luigi, I don't know if this one has much Luigi, but...
So we should be clear. Playable Yoshi. When I think about Super Mario 64, like, I really think about, like, precision platforming. And to me, like, Last Impact just, like, brings that platforming to, like, a whole new level and presents a challenge that I kind of think Super Mario 64 was a little, like, afraid to do. Like, they made it... Like, there's some challenging parts of Super Mario 64, yes, but this game gets way more challenging, do you think?
This game gets crazy, ridiculous, hard, and there's actually a couple points here in this game that I wanted to seriously throw the controller at something or someone.
Oh!
I should say. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I don't see anybody else here.
Oh.
can't lie. I mean, there's a few, like, glitchy parts, and it's a fan remake. You gotta expect a few glitches. You'll merge through a few walls and stuff. For the most part, this game works pretty solid.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's so difficult that the creator of this game even has a little disclosure on his own YouTube video that probably should not try to obtain all the stars in this game because it's that difficult. So, yeah, the difficulty there is there, and the challenge is there for the guys that like to elevate their game a bit.
Yeah, so there's a... You know, in the few hours we played today, we got through a few parts that just I need to highlight, like this crazy part with the blocks that would form in front of you as you were running through. It's kind of like a maze. If you took a wrong turn, the blocks would stop forming in front of you, and you kind of had to get the star from real high up. So that was some pretty intense platforming. Very original, in my point of view. There was a snake level I saw you at for a while today.
Yeah, so the snake one. That kind
What's that all about, man?
We'll jump to that footage here. Just there's some cool like animation going on. This floating snake carries you through the level. You got to jump from platform to platform.
How'd you beat it though? Cool. Did you just ride that snake all the way to the top?
No, yeah. Well, you got to ride the snake and then jump to platform, and then it comes up for you. It's really cool.
So the snake doesn't elevate till it brings you, and then you get up higher.
And then it follows you, kind of, and then, yeah, last one, it takes you up to the sky.
It's like in tandem. It's super cool. Yeah. So, yeah, lots of very original kind of platforming elements that it brings to such a classic platforming game. Oftentimes, remakes are driven by uber-dedicated, faithful fans who love entire series of games, love, like, not just maybe even that game, but other series as well, and want to tie in a bunch of different series. So there's lots of nostalgia tie-ins for these kinds of games. Lots of great music, abilities that we talked about, references to other games like Zelda.
So yeah, there's some Zelda references, some Zelda music, there's Banjo-Kazooie references. I think you see the camel in one level. There's that Super Mario Bros. 2 rocket ship. There's
Super Mario Bros. 3 fish that eats you repeatedly. Sure. Oh my god, that mother. How about that level design though, eh?
Yeah, so the level design is pretty spectacular. I mean, to come up with this many different levels and
all brand new courses.
All brand new courses, all brand new puzzles. Like, you gotta be a creative genius. Like, someone who is really dedicated to this kind of work, loves designing levels, almost like an artist, really. It's good quality.
I mean, there is
quality
a
creations
you're,
here.
You're right. There is a lot of artistry. I mean, there must be a lot of skins that he had to make for textures and
graphics.
Just the overall layout of the levels and how they make sense and how you approach them. I really like how when you start a level and you pick a star, it actually zooms in on the area where whereabouts you're supposed to go. So it's kind of like a little mini hint right away, like what you're about to do, because it can be pretty tough sometimes to know exactly what you do, because he has a lot of interesting ideas for a star.
Game over. Bonus mini games that we got as well. Some Mario Party.
So what you doing there? You're selecting a game?
So I selected a little side mini game here. And
get
the star in this little game, you have to beat the high score, and the high score is 20. So I'm sure most of you have played Mario Party hopefully once in your lifetime. You should recognize this type of game. Basically, you gotta pick the color that isn't shaken, and you win. And then once you hit the high score, you get the star this time. So it's pretty damn cool that he's thrown in mini games from Mario Party into a Super Mario 64 game. Mind-boggling. It's amazing. You got the Bowser battles. You can't forget about the boss battles, the Bowser battles. You gotta whoop his butt. And we gotta get them Bowser keys to get on to the next level. So
Yeah, so just like the original game, you get so many stars, Bowser's place opens up, and then you get to whoop ass. Yeah, so even the Bowser battle is a little bit unique, actually. The problem is he's spraying fire, he's raining fire, he'll jump away to the other side of the bridge.
That's not your average grab the tail and fling Bowser kind of battle here. It's a lot different. Basically, you gotta run to the other side of the bridge and throw this bomb at him. One hit.
All said and done, like, Super Mario 64, Last Impact, it just really ties together a lot of, like, the little fun pieces that gamers definitely enjoy about Super Mario 64, like the tight platforming, the interesting puzzle solving, and it just brings, like, a real fresh perspective on all of it.
Definitely, definitely a game you should know, and I do believe it's very much better than the first one.
Ooh. So yeah, if you wanted to play this game yourself, you might be wondering how. I mean, how do you play a game that isn't even on a cartridge on the N64? Just follow our description in the below, and you'll figure it out.
Games you should know.
So this game, it does not deviate from the original StarCraft 64. Super Mario. Yeah, so, alright, ready?
Awesome. Hey, let me, awesome. Let,